The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the innumerable beautiful aspects of our faith is that we believe that sainthood is possible at every age, with every state in life, virtually every profession, every rank, every vocation. And today we celebrate a saint who was one of the most highly regarded saints in the early church, and that's been passed down to the present day. She died at the age of 13, Agnes, a young girl. She was more esteemed than many of the martyred popes or bishops in the early church. So this young girl, Agnes, she must have had a mystical experience when she was just a child, because in her own words she said, she promised to God that she would never stain her purity. So as she gets a little bit older, she was strikingly beautiful by all accounts, and many young men wanted to marry her and would ask her hand in marriage, and her response to them was, "Jesus Christ is my spouse." Well, finally she catches the attention of the governor's son. And the governor, you know, wants his son to have whatever wife he desires. And so he approaches her and asks her hand in marriage. And she says to him, "I am already promised to the Lord of the universe. He is more splendid than the sun and the stars. And he has told me that he will never leave me. I cannot accept your proposal." So the governor tries to get her with gifts. She refuses everything. Finally, he makes threats. She does not respond. He sends her to a house of prostitution in punishment, and she was protected there. So he leads her to have herself beheaded, or to be beheaded. And as she's going to the scaffold, people were begging her, "Please, please do not do this." And she responds, "I would offend my spouse if I tried to please you. He chose me for himself, and now he shall have me." My brothers and sisters, let us ask our Lord today that we might give him love for love. And what is so beautiful is that does not require our own strength to do so. He gives us himself every single day, precisely so that we might return him the love that he gives to us.